President Bush's tour of Europe this week and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's recent visit were intended to help nudge Europe and the U.S. beyond their differences over Iraq, but not only that issue. Sophie Petter is Bureau's Chief for The Economist and joins us from Paris. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And what about the perception that after the elections in Iraq, the whole ground for disagreement is somewhat behind the U.S. and Europe?
Well, seen from France, I mean, there's an element of truth in that. I think, in a way, the French were a little bit disarmed by the fact that the election in Iraq went as well as it did. But having said that, there are still many differences that remain between the two sides. So it's been a good start, but not a full resolution of those differences.
Well, help refresh our mind about some of those differences, because not all have to do with foreign policy. Some of them are very nitty-gritty trade and economic issues, aren't they?
Well, there are some. There have always been trade disputes between the US and Europe. The disputes on trade and economic issues, on the whole, tend to get resolved if the political issues are being resolved. And if the political issues are difficult, then the trade issues tend to become difficult. The two are often very related. But I think there are two issues that are outstanding in between France and US. One is over Iran and one is over China. And there, I think the differences are just, at the moment, really rather big. I don't think that the Bush trip will have done anything to resolve the fundamental differences about how to deal with those two problems.
We should tell our audience, of course, there are European states that want to sell arms to China.
The Europeans, and this again, it's not just France, it's France, Britain and Germany altogether, have said quite clearly that they want to lift the arms embargo on China. And this is something that they've said they're going to do even if it doesn't meet with the approval in the US. And that is something that the Europeans are very much united over, and it's an issue which divides Europe and America right now very deeply.
We're talking about conventional arms.
Yes, absolutely, conventional arms. No, certainly not anything else, but conventional arms. The fear, obviously, is letting China have high technology and sensitive technology is going to upset the strategic balance in the region. That is not something that the French consider is a fair, is a risk that isn't worth taking, and they have clear commercial interests at stake.
And on Iran, the European states want what amounts to a series of incentives.
Yes, I mean, the Europeans want there to be something at the end of the tunnel for the Iranians if they comply. And, for example, they would like Iran to be invited into the World Trade Organization. That's something that President Chirac made quite clear. Now, clearly, that's something that the Americans would be impossible for them to do. So there's at the moment a stalemate over this. And the problem for the Europeans is that they can't negotiate without something from the Americans in the background because they just don't have the credibility to do that.
I've read that, as we would say in the United States, the U.S. and Europe seem to be playing good cop, bad cop with Iran, and that it's all part of the same strategy, that the Europeans look more amenable towards negotiation, and it's the role of the United States to, in a sense, hold out for the biggest possible price by appearing to be more bristling.
Well, there is that argument. There are two ways of seeing what's going on in Iran. One is that there is indeed a coordinated strategy between the U.S. and Europe over this. It would be nice to believe that that was the case, that by threatening or not at least not ruling out the threat of a military strike of some sort against Iran, that the Americans are acting as the bad cop in all of this while the Europeans engage in their sort of soft-plowed diplomacy. The difficulty is that there are too many differences about whether or whether or not to trust the Iranians over this that make that sort of coordination quite difficult to believe is really credible.
Sophie Petter, Bureau Chief for The Economist, thank you very much.
You're welcome.